Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet is here. Thank you for tuning in to Face the Facts. Takes a man to wear pink. And the reason why I'm wearing it, Kathy's glorious, wonderful woman's meeting is coming up that men sneak into. I mean, they say, boy, them women, they get on fire for God. And it's March the 7th and the 8th. And make your plans to come. Registration is absolutely free. You can be blessed, my God. And you'll even get to see me. I'm going to be one of her guests. Ain't that something? Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful. I want to talk today about something that a lot of people do. And it's wonderful to look at someone and admire them. But you should never copy them. Never. Why? Because when God created you, He created you as an original. There ain't nobody like you. You may look like someone, smell like someone, but you're not them. You are you. So don't copy anyone. You just be you. But you see, the human race kind of like, they see what they like. They go, boy, like women say, I want that lady's hair. I want this and that. And that's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, if you just you, people will always remember you that you are you. Here's a good scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. And I love this. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh unto the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Now, you think about that. That's so wonderful. Now, I've always wanted to be tall. I'm 5'7", and as I get older, I think I'm shrinking a little bit, maybe just a hair or two. I always want to be 6'3", 6'4". 6'5". I'll take 6'8". I look like to be tall. And I met one time a person that was 6'8 and a half. He said, you don't want to be this. I said, yes, I do. Is it hard to breathe up there? He just like, no, he said, it costs a lot of money to get clothes. I mean, you just can't go to a store and get it. I mean, you really got to find what they call a large and tall, tall and large. You really got to get one that's really, really tall. So just be you, because evidently God must like you because He made you in His image. Look what it says in Psalms 139, verse 14. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you ever think about yourself like that? And marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Most people condemn themselves. You know, that's how most of the products are sold. They make you think if you don't get their product, you're not what you should be. Boy, especially in women's products, you know, perfume, makeup, clothes, you name it. You know, if you don't have that, then you're not perfecto. But evidently God thinks you are, because He made you and He liked what He made. So think about that. You know, people say, who's your favorite preacher? The Lord. If I'm going to copy somebody, I'm going to copy Jesus Christ. Now, I got some, I love some great preachers. I'm telling you, I mean, I think they're great. That's not the issue, but I never copy them. People say that all the time. But Jesse, you're such an original. Well, thank you for saying that. But I just want to be me. I can't be you, but I can be like Christ. Now, that is an amazing statement. Christ in me, Christ on me, Christ around me, the hope of glory. Good Lord, that's good preaching, isn't it? Let me say that again. Samuel was thinking, you know, I got to do this right, you know. We got to get somebody that really looks like this and looks like that. I got to read that again, 1 Samuel 16, 7. Look what God said. It's actually a reprimand. It says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. Ooh. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. What is in here? Because that's who you really are. So now you've been struggling. That's why you may have an inferiority complex, because you're trying to be something you were not created to be. So be who you are and be proud of what God has done through you and for you in every which way, shape, or form. Why? Because you are wonderfully and fearfully made. My God, I like that. So go look at yourself in the mirror today and say, you know what? This ain't bad. This ain't bad, baby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And rejoice. It's not cockiness or arrogance. It's admiring. Some people are not going to understand this. It's admiring God's creation, because that's who you are. So why can't you say that? Speak well of yourself to yourself. Jesus did. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the door, I'm the branch, I'm the vine, all everything. Think about that. So don't copy anyone, because you have been made perfect in God's thinking and God's way of doing things. See you next week. Bye-bye.